while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Senator Tina Smith has endorsed Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan to replace her in the U.S. Senate. The woman is dead after being hit by a car in Rockford. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are underdogs in tonight's second-round matchup in the NBA playoffs. But first, an emotional debate taking place on the Senate floor with family and friends of the Annunciation School watching on from the gallery as members are taking turns speaking about a package of gun reform and school safety measures. DFL State Senator Doran Clark spoke about an image that still haunts him of a mother running terrified to the school barefoot.
I'd like to say I could never imagine this happening to me, but I know that each of us can, and I know that I can. But I'm proud of this bill. I'm proud that this bill, this comprehensive bill, makes Minnesota streets safer, makes Minnesota safer. To the families, thank you for being here, and I'm so sorry that you have to be here.
It's unclear whether all Senate Democrats will vote to ban assault weapons, and Republican leaders in the tied House have shown little interest for gun policy bills. Senator Amy Klobuchar has outlined her plans ahead of the election for Minnesota governor. She is the leading Democratic candidate for the post and told WCCO's Vanita Sakar on the morning news that there's one issue that can unite lawmakers.
They don't want their work ruined, no matter if they're coming from the right and left, because of fraud. No one wants money stolen and taxpayer dollars misspent. And so that just pisses off everybody. And so I think that's one thing that we can unite on, that needs to be fixed.
Minnesota Republican Party Chair Alex Plekish says Klobuchar is offering vague promises while avoiding hard questions facing the state. Klobuchar says she'll debate the GOP nominee, which is still up in the air. Among those running, House Speaker Lisa Damith, Kendall Qualls, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Senator Tina Smith has endorsed Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan to replace her in the U.S. Senate upon her retirement.
Senator Smith made that announcement at an event over the weekend in Rochester that also included supporters, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. Smith was on WCCO television Sunday morning.
I just think that Peggy Flanigan is built for this moment, right at this moment when so many Americans have lost faith that government can actually deliver the results that they need when they are struggling to afford their lives. We need people who are ready to challenge the status quo.
Flanigan is widely believed to have an edge in seeking the DFL endorsement, but her main competitor, Congresswoman Angie Craig, promises to take the fight to the primary in August. Craig has a big lead in fundraising over Flanigan. Republicans in the GOP nomination race include Adam Schwarzy, Michelle Tafoya, and Royce White. Al Schock, Newstalk 830, WCCO.
A woman is dead and another injured after being hit by a car in Rockford.
It happened Sunday afternoon. Wright County authorities say when deputies arrived, they found one of the women was still stuck under the car, and despite life-saving measures, she died at the scene. The other woman was taken to a hospital with significant injuries to her legs. Authorities say a juvenile female driver and her mother, both from Cologne, were the only occupants in the vehicle at the time of the crash, which is still under investigation.
That's WCCO's Laura Oakes reporting. Tracks in Le Sueur County are open to train traffic again following a derailment east of Henderson, located less than 60 miles south of the Twin Cities. Officials say they still don't know why 8 cars jumped the track on the Union Pacific route. There were no injuries and there was no leak of hazardous material being carried by the train. Officials say the cargo included liquid methane and propane. The train also was carrying grain, and some of that spilled. Records show the derailment happened at about 2:40 Saturday morning. A Twin Cities dog rescue is about to get a lot noisier.
Between 30 and 40 beagles that were part of a group of about 1,500 dogs rescued from a controversial research breeder in Wisconsin will arrive in Minnetonka on Tuesday night. Rachel Mayrose is founder and executive director at The Bond Between.
This is definitely a different scenario because usually we're getting mixed breeds, tiny puppies, adults, you know, everything from Chihuahuas to Great Danes. And tomorrow will just be a ridiculous amount of beagles.
Jennifer Bohm is vice president of rescue operations and says they received an overwhelming amount of foster applications after announcing the beagles would be arriving.
I want to say within the first, I think it was 4 or 5 hours, we had over 23 new foster applications that were specific to beagles.
In Minnetonka, Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
North Minneapolis breaks ground on its new riverfront venue, the Upper Harbor Amphitheater. The project promises to reinvest $3 from every ticket sale back into the North Side's economic development and is slated to open in the summer of 2027. While community leaders celebrated the kickoff of the venture, local advocate Bill English used it as an opportunity to highlight the urgent need to fund more units of affordable housing near the site.
At the same time we're building this amphitheater, we could be building 700 units of housing. That plan called for that. But so while we're congratulating ourselves, and it is congratulatory, I believe in it, but it's not enough.
As work on this long-awaited economic engine moves forward, English says residents remain focused on securing more state investments for all of North Minneapolis. Finally, the Minnesota Timberwolves and Wild have both advanced to the second round of their playoff series. And while it's been said this is the first time Minnesota's two pro winter sports teams have ever done so in the same postseason, that's actually not true.
I think 1968, the North Stars and the Minnesota Muskies were both in the playoffs at the same time.
But that happened 1 month apart, and the Muskies were about ready to leave the state. So really,
I mean, just completely different, uncharted territory here. I mean, I'm excited. I'm anxious.
Twin Cities filmmaker Dan Wensota spoke with WCCO Radio's Blois Olson on the Sunday Take about that anxious feeling that sports fans can tend to feel after suffering through some of the most devastating moments in our sports history. He actually has written a book about it, calling it more than a collection of unforgettable moments. He said it's more of a tribute to our spirit and unwavering loyalty. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.